Infantile spasms are rare, but the effects can be serious, leading to epilepsy and permanent brain damage. Fortunately, there are medications that can help. But the injections used to treat these spasms are prohibitively expensive for people without insurance. Amanda Dodson's medication was $375,000 a month.
Thankfully, the insurance we had at the time, after a few days of arguing with the doctor about the necessity of it, did end up covering the cost of the medication.
Trump's plan would give states authority to import certain medications and make them available through local pharmacies. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge in Atlanta.